you to remind me of that. Being here in this moment with you reminds me that timing really is everything. So you have full control over your life. You have full control of your journey, and you're going to continue to do great things.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you can do is, I mean, it's crazy, man. Once you stop chasing it, it really comes to you. Like once you, because a lot of my younger career was chasing and making the wrong move. But it's like you gotta make those wrong moves to know what the right moves are. And eventually you just chill out and you go, okay, this could happen or it might not happen, but am I gonna stop playing music and doing it? Like, no, it's just what I do, it's what I love. It could be, I'm not lying when I say this, bro. It could be four people that like me, or it could be 4 million people or 4 billion people. None of that matters to me. It used to matter to me, you know what I'm saying? Back in the day, I don't care anymore, man. I've been through the ringer, dude, and I've just realized that, dude, the thing that I love is music, you know, and my family, you know, and my friends that I could count on, you know, my hand, you know, and the good people that I continue to meet, you know, good relationships that I get, you know, that stuff's more important. I've done the living in Hollywood and seen all the fakeness, man. I know what it is, you know, and it's not bad. It's not all bad, but it's just, I'm just going to keep it real. That's who I am. You know, I'm just going to keep it real. I'm going to sing my songs and just be me. You know, I'm going to sit on a stool and just sing. I don't need to do anything else. you know, I mean, that's how I feel, you know.
What has your mother most recently said to you?
I mean, she's super, super proud. I mean, it was even kind of hard to talk to her, dude, because she was just crying so much. But, yeah, man, she just said, hey, baby, you know, I always knew you'd do it. You never gave up on yourself. And I mean, honestly, man, I can credit everything to her, man. You know, she was a singer when I was a kid. You know, she was in bands, but she had to give it up because, you know, she had 4 boys. And, you know, she didn't have really any help. So she had to just work, you know. So for me, it was really just like, hearing her words of wisdom as a kid, man. Like, I remember, like, one year for Christmas, man, we had to stand in a food line back in R.I. Man, I was so young, bro. I was probably, like,